Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's time once again for Bonafide or Bogus on Y98.
Thank you, Philip. Bonafide or Bogus with me, Tim Convy. You guys know the deal. I make a statement and you guys weigh in on whether you think it is bonafide, true, or bogus, false. Sound good to everybody?
Yep.
Sounds great.
And we're hoping Sue Thomas will come join us because I think she would enjoy this. Today, you guys may know, is National Fried Chicken Day. Few things make me happier than
that
opportunity.
Real big fish?
Oh no. MU330 from right here in St. Louis, Missouri. Okay. Few things make me happier than an opportunity to play MU330 on Y98. But you know, they wrote a song called Fried Chicken, and today's the day to celebrate it. So your topic today is, in fact, fried chicken. Ready to do this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Bonafide or bogus, Colonel Sanders' first name was Harland.
I think that's bona fide.
I think it's bona fide, too.
You guys are right. It's bona fide.
Bona fide!
Harland David Sanders. He died in 1980 at age 90. And no, he wasn't really a colonel.
Oh, okay.
Up next, bona fide or bogus. Fried chicken was invented in America.
Yeah, was it an accident? Like gooey butter cake and, whatchamacallit, toasted ravs?
I'd like to think it was. I'm going to say bona fide.
I think bona fide because it's not as big anywhere else. Bona fide.
Bogus.
Bogus.
I like that Kevin just followed his heart. He's like, I'd like to think
I'd like to think it's American.
The first country to deep fry chicken was Scotland.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And if it's not Scottish.
Yep.
Up next, bona fide or bogus. The first Kentucky fried chicken was in Utah.
Utah? That sounds like a setup. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? It's too obvious to be bogus.
It was salty. Right?
I'm saying bogus.
Bogus.
Bonafide. That's right.
I knew it.
The first KFC opened in Utah in 1952. Colonel Sanders was from Kentucky. Before KFC, he had a fried chicken joint there called Harlan Sanders Cafe.
I'll be darned.
Now you know. Up next, bona fide or bogus, Popeye's chicken was named after Popeye the Sailor Man.
Bogus.
Yeah, I think it is bogus.
All right, we'll go for bogus.
It is bogus.
Bogus!
Do you know how it got its name?
No.
Popeye Doyle?
Yes.
From French Connection?
That's right.
Are you serious, Kevin? Only you would know that.
I know.
Gene Hackman's character in The French Connection. How did you know that? Or is that
Because that's the only other Popeye I know. There's Popeye Doyle and then Popeye the Sailor.
I've not seen the film. Did he eat fried chicken or something?
I guess. I don't know. I mean, I just threw that out there.
It's about like corrupt cops or something,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's
really?
So why would they name their chicken place after it?
I don't know.
Kevin, I need answers.
Hold on.
I don't know.
I'm Googling. Did Popeye
I believe
Doyle.
Gene Hackman, though, won an Oscar for playing that character.
Yeah, but the Sailor Man is downing spinach and fighting evil constantly. Why not name it after him?
I don't know. I'll have to look that up after the game and we'll figure it out.
I believe Sue Thomas is on it.
I am on it. Wow, and they have a picture of Gene Hackman. But it doesn't say whether or not he... Okay, for Gene Hackman's character from The French Connection, basically because he liked the dude's style. That's why I named it.
That's why the guy started it.
Yeah, yeah, he just said that Gene Hackman. He's the man.
Yeah.
You should have named it Gene Hackman's.
Yeah.
But copyright issue, so Popeye's it is.
One of the best car chases in a film, French Connection.
1971.
Yeah, yeah.
Directed by the guy who did The Exorcist and that Killer Joe movie with Matthew McConaughey that we talked about a few weeks ago that's disturbing and no one should ever see it.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway. And finally, Bonafide or Bogus? There are more chickens on the planet than people.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Bonafide.
How would we know? Who's counting chickens? But I'll say...
Chicken counters?
I forgot about that.
I'll say bonafide.
All right, I'll say bogus.
It is bonafide.
Bonafide?
Darn it.
Yeah, and it's not even close. There are roughly 23 billion chickens at any given time compared with 7.8 billion people.
Wow.
You do the math. Go ahead, I'll wait. One number's a lot bigger than the other. That is Bonafide or Bogus on National Fried Chicken Day.
Another round of Bonafide or Bogus on
Y98. We got ME330, we got dogs barking, we've got Philip the announcer.
Sorry.
There's a lot happening.
There is.
I think it's best if we just turn it over to Sue Thomas, who can take a look at
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.